only 23 shopping days till an inevitable Vikings playoff loss. Semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron with control over your volume. Remember that, yes. Too, by the way.
I was kind of curious how much of a...
Yeah, I got the button right there, buddy.
See if we were going to be able to start this show on time. We did.
On a complete side note.
Okay, good.
The narrative, mm-hmm. the story that's already written for the NFL is, you know, the
sure.
Spears and NFL licensed merchandise,
mm-hmm.
Macy's, has a Vikings jacket, first Super Bowl ever.
Oh, nice.
On the lettering, embroidered, NFC.
I like a good conspiracy theory to start my day. That's nice.
I mean, I saw that, and it said it's legitimately thing. And like, well, how do you get that?
And I said, why would you need to be early to print that off?
Well, because you got to make... Like, because it's the company out of Winona.
Sure.
Makes all the NFL Super Bowl gear.
Yeah, Wincraft.
Is that what it is?
I think I might have made that up, yeah.
But they start early. I mean, they probably got the design and everything
sure.
and start printing. But it's like, did somebody just hand
somebody
make that?
Snuck that out of the...
But no, there was a rack of like 10 of them. I'm like,
so let's put some money on the Vikings is what you're saying.
I mean... It'd be
also, now we can start crafting...
Wouldn't that be a great story?
I mean, one day it will happen, right? You got to think as a Vikings fan that one day they'll win their
but
first
they
Super
win
Bowl.
Their first Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, he's not a backup anymore.
No.
He's definitely no. gone from backup to starter. Yeah, I'm not rooting for that story.
I am.
But I know
totally.
You are. I'm. If it's not going to be a team I like...
That means...
At least let it be a team I really don't
I mean,
like.
They're only one game behind Detroit.
They are.
You know, so... Yeah, it'll come down to the last game of the season, which is...
Is it Detroit, Minnesota
yes,
for the division, probably?
For everything.
For everything.
Depending
everything.
On where the record
sure.
is. So.
I mean, the Vikings really have somehow flown under the radar
We're number five. We're the fifth wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And our record's better, just as equal
sure.
to the Eagles, who's a dumpster fire, by the
They're
way.
They're not anymore. That's
well,
they,
no, they are.
They are
Did
really...
you hear the stuff over the weekend?
A.J.
Brown?
Oh, yeah, the quarterback and the wide receiver hate
yeah.
each other. Yeah.
They
like
won
that.
The game, but they go, well, what do you think you guys need to do to get better? Throwing.
I mean.
Receivers.
As a side note to that side note, I don't understand how all these players have time to do a podcast. The reason that we were talking about the Eagles thing is because one of the players, Brandon Graham, for the Eagles, has his own podcast.
Well, that started. No, that was the tip of it. That was because A.J. Brown, press conference after the game, but they're like, hey, how can you guys get better? Da, 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 da. Passing.
I like that.
That's it. That's all he says, passing. What? And then, yeah, Brandon Graham's podcast goes.
I like a little dysfunction with it. And the thing is, as long as you win, you're going to be the coach next year. Doesn't matter the amount of dysfunction you throw out there. Yeah. As long as your team is going to finish with 13 wins, which... Yeah, the Nick Sirianni, the coach for your Eagles, is going to be a dysfunctional coach for years
yeah.
for that franchise, which take advantage of it if you're every other team in the
but
NFC.
But anyway, so back to my Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
yeah, no. I was saying, is there anything more? No. No, that was at the Vikings.
No, I mean.
Is there anything that you saw in the game yesterday? Was it yesterday they played? Sunday.
2 days.
2 days.
It's already Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
It is our two. We're
doing
another.
We're recording on a Tuesday night,
once again,
night,
this is a Tuesday. I know it feels Friday, but it definitely is a Tuesday. I watched that Vikings game.
Did you? I did.
Yeah,
I was not able to. No, I had something going on.
Sure.
So I could not. I just caught the highlights. I mean, 5 touchdowns. I mean, his passer rating is 158 point whatever.
Yeah. Once again, Sam Darnold is just
first game ever.
It up.
Yeah.
He's elevated himself to being the second best quarterback in the NFC North, right?
He's elevated himself that next season he's going to get a deal, whether it's from Minnesota or not.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, at this point, I mean, if he takes us all the way as far as he goes, I mean, we should keep him.
I mean, there's nothing that says just because you draft a quarterback in the first round doesn't mean you have to start him in the first year. In the second year, look at Green Bay. Of course, if you're Minnesota, you're not going to sign. Sam Darnold's not going to get a 2-year deal. He's looking for his one big payday. If you're Sam Darnold, I would jump at the chance to be a starter for anybody.
Yeah. Would he, though?
Yeah. I mean, he's not a bridge quarterback anymore, right? Like, he's now officially with this season. If you sign Sam Darnold next year, you're not signing a backup.
Let's see. Okay. New York Giants.
Okay.
The Jets. Would you go back to the Jets if they offered him big money?
Probably not. I bet he stays away.
What I'm saying is,
of those two teams, I bet he stays away. But
you know, the circumstances by which, like, you got the Saints with a new head coach coming in.
Sure.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, marginal.
You know, the Raiders. They're going to need a quarterback. Yeah. But do you want to go there where they go, I don't know if I'm going to, the system's going to work from the way it's been working here.
I mean, if Minnesota,
I bet you, if he takes us into the playoffs, kind of a little, you know, different games he wins, don't be surprised if he goes, okay, just make me, just give me a fair deal and I'll stay for 2 years.
If nothing else, he gets the franchise tag, right? Can you, you just picture him getting paid very well next year and they can kick that can down the road one more year? Because what there isn't a good team that signs a free agent quarterback.
Correct.
Reason you're bad is because you don't have a quarterback.
Yep.
So if you're a free agent quarterback, one, you probably damaged goods because nobody lets a great quarterback go for nothing.
Right.
But you're probably going to a team that has some real issues. Isn't going to make you look better. There's no team that's going to make
Sam
Darnold.
We've already determined that a dysfunctional, the Jets, Carolina Panthers,
there
alone, wasn't good for him.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, it looked like it was
good for him.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't able to do what he needed to see. But, you know, he comes to Minnesota, and O'Connell looks like a QB genius, you know. We'll find out with Daniel Jones, too.
I mean, yes. Well, yeah, they got themselves a backup, right?
So what I'm saying is I think Minnesota has got to seriously think about keeping him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
because that would just, like you said, but then you fall, you know, you start following those footsteps of the Green Bay Packers with the Aaron, you know, Favre, Aaron Rodgers, now Jordan, you know.
I mean, if you have redundancy at the quarterback position because you have two good quarterbacks, that's a lot. That's more than most teams have. Most teams do not even have two good quarterbacks, one good quarterback for the most part.
Yep.
That's too much Vikings talk.
I love it, though.
That really, we just did KFAN's morning show. We just gave you enough Vikings talk for the week. That's good. I'm glad.
They won, by the way.
They did. Yeah.
Against Kirko.
That was a big comeback game.
Well, it was a great game because I was really worried that was going to be one of those games where we kind of go, ugh.
You shouldn't have. Turns out Kirk Cousins is washed. Turns out he's
$108 million quarterback. Glad you have him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for taking him. It shows you why GMs get fired. Games like that are literally why GMs get fired and hired. Is Minnesota was new enough to go Sam Darnold instead of Kirk Cousins, and Atlanta had no idea.
And it allowed us to pick up all those free agents.
Correct. Yes.
That are really paying out.
Makes
really
them
well.
A good. Makes Minnesota. Right. Yep.
Minnesota's doing good. We're 11-2, where everybody thought we were like going to be like 6-9 or 6-8.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had expectations for them to be the worst in their division and not even question.
No,
it.
Chicago.
But there's the Bears. The Bears still exist in the NFC North.
How about your Packers?
They lost.
What?
They lost.
Against who?
The Detroit Lions, the best team in football. Yeah. The 12-1 Detroit Lions. Yep. The presumptive favorites for the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC.
I think it's Minnesota. I mean, go ahead.
Green Bay played them close.
So did Minnesota play them close, and we're not getting any kind of love like that.
Yeah. The part of that I was going to say, I don't understand, having now watched nearly every Packer game this season,
yes,
I don't understand why people think that they're going to win a couple of playoff games. Where is it going to come from? I've watched now, their offense looks pretty good in spots, but they lose a game. Their defense looks pretty good in spots, but their kicker can't hit.
Yeah.
Their defense is you know, it's a thing where they're inconsistent, and that shows with 9-4.
There's a kicker that's now a free agent that Minnesota just had.
Oh, are we just...
Yeah, he's on because our Will Riker came back.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, the Packers now, at least for the last chunk of this season, McManus, the kicker, has done all right. Good enough, you know, like, he's not the problem. The problem, looking at the stats for this Lions-Packers game, Jordan Love is 12-20. 12 for 20 for 206 yards is not impressive.
How'd they run?
Oh, well, I mean, 18 for 66 for Josh Jacobs.
That's it.
Your second, he had three touchdowns and a long of 19. So it's not, like I said, that offense isn't dominating, isn't explosive. You know, Josh Jacobs is playing like a Pro Bowler. He's playing like a great free agent pickup, but Jordan Love, if you're going to throw 20 passes, you got to be like 15 of 20. Those three misses in a game make a huge difference. That's a missing on a third down. That's overthrowing a guy in the end zone. That's, you know, that's taking a sack when you're not supposed to. There's a lot of that with that team. There's something missing. I think
the magic from last season, the late last season's not there.
I mean, they're going to be the same team as last year, right? Like, they expected some kind of new plateau for the, like, if they were this good to end the year last year, they're going to be that good plus
Josh Jacobs
next year.
Is that what they thought?
The addition of Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney have been fantastic.
Right.
They have done what they needed to do for the Packers. Josh Jacobs has played better than Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones has been, as you know, pretty good. Xavier McKinney is playing like first team all pro. He's right. Leading the Packers, maybe even leading the league with 7 interceptions. He's been fantastic. I don't know if it's enough. You know, I don't think Matt LaFleur is as good of a coach as, say, Kevin O'Connell, or the structure isn't quite as good as the Lions have.
Sure.
So they're gonna, you know, they have a schedule that makes them win 12 games, right? Like, they should be favored. I'm pretty sure they got Seattle this weekend.
Seattle?
Yeah, they go Seattle, the Saints, the Vikings, and the Bears. They're going to be favored in all but that Vikings game.
Correct.
So you're talking about a team that should win. They should go 12-5.
Should.
They're going to be a wild card team.
They're probably losing the Seahawks, though.
You know, so maybe. Seahawks are 8-5. That actually is a pretty decent game.
Yeah.
That's a Sunday night game, too. So, yeah, Packers said they – if they would have won this game somehow, I would have felt the same way. They're playing – Detroit's really, really good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Detroit's better at all parts. The quarterback is playing better than the Packers quarterback. Their running game is better.
They're consistent.
They just keep grinding. They're
two-headed running backs are
– It's something like the league is not – The defenses around the league are not prepared for a team to run it 40 times.
Right.
And the Lions will legitimately run it every down they can.
And go for it on fourth and whatever.
They went for it 5 times on fourth down.
And only they missed it once.
4 out of 5. There's
a moxie about
that. The math. that's exactly it. If you're a team that's known for going for it on fourth, that means as a defense, you have to be prepared for 4 downs.
Yep.
You have to be prepared. You can't just assume, well, 3rd and 6, they're going to pass the ball. They might run it on 3rd and 6 because 4th and 2, doable.
Yeah.
They tried that all game, and it won. You know, that stat right there, the 4 for 5 on 4th down, is the win.
They scored, I think, on at least 3 of those 5 chances.
Correct.
Of the 4, I think.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Even if you don't score on that possession, the other team doesn't have the ball.
Right.
The other team can't score if they don't have the ball. So that really, the Packers talk is – it feels kind of the same as it's been all year. They're good, but not great. And I really hate to beat that drum, but I don't think they're getting better. I think Jordan Love is the Jordan Love you're going to see.
I think last year, Jordan Love got hot. That team got hot.
Yep.
At the right time.
Sure.
You know? But
no, I think
stuff like that, it just fizzles.
I think Jordan Love is going to be a guy much like a Brett Favre who's going to lead the league in touchdowns and interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see a guy who doesn't pass for 70%, passes for 63%, which, like I said, you're missing on – those are third down misses.
Yes.
Those aren't misses that are easy throws. Those are hard throws that you have to make in clutch moments. That's how you win games. He was doing that for about, 5 weeks last season. Hasn't done it yet this
right.
year. If you're waiting for that
– Well, I think last year, remember, it's the same, last year, like at C.J. Stroud,
mm-hmm.
same thing. So last year, they're like, okay, what can you do? And, this year, off the offseason, teams got to look at tape.
Yeah.
And said, oh, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's his tell. Or Yep. So you're able to plan once you have a set of records and everything to look at, going, oh, that, okay.
Yep.
Now you learn that, going, okay, this is what we're looking at.
You start really coaching.
Last year, you don't get that. Same as
CJ
Stroud.
And in divisional games, you're getting twice as much.
Great.
Twice as much film on you by these teams. They're seeing you twice
Stroud,
a year.
Same thing this year.
Yes.
Yep.
Jordan Love is going to be – I don't think you're going to see a next plateau from him. I really don't. I think this offense is really well-tailored to what he does. I think Matt LaFleur is a really solid coach, but they're just missing the guy. They don't have the
it's
guy.
It's like Bill Belichick missing Tom Brady.
Yes. No, 100%. You're Although, I mean, Jordan Love now is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, this now. Yeah, for sure.
And if you weren't didn't have Jordan Love, who would you have? If you'd have like Sam Darnold or something if you were the Packers, right? Yeah. Like if you didn't have Jordan Love for the next 5 years, you don't have a quarterback. But that quarterback is, you know, like I said, they're going to be a team that consistently wins 12 to 13 games. But unless Jordan Love can go on a real unexpected heater in the playoffs,
and
they're
one that defense is not one of those that you consider lights out. Mm-mm. Like Minnesota Vikings, where they can come up with big plays.
Correct. Hmm. Yeah, no, they're going to be a game. No, enjoy it for the year. I want you to get, as a Vikings fan, you're very used to, get up as high on that mountain as you can.
Yep, and then somebody brings us down.
And absolutely, a kicker or an insert player here will absolutely ruin your season. An injury, an Adrian Peterson injury, whatever it is, you're this close. And so I enjoy this because there will come a time in the next month where we get to laugh and laugh at a 17-13 playoff loss where Sam Darnold had four picks.
Or
no, there's no or.
That's
inevitably.
As long as the Packers don't make it in, I'm gonna be fine.
I mean, you're gonna see there's a decent chance you're gonna see Packers Vikings in the playoffs, right? If they're
the way it looks out, I mean, I think we're looking at playing Arizona. No.
I mean, I believe that Minnesota...
Tampa Bay right now, at the 5 seed, we'd play Arizona. Packers would play Seahawks again.
That's a winner. I mean, you got to win those games, right? Like, these are...
As the playoffs happen,
if you're waiting for the next thing, you got 4 weeks left in the regular season. So, who you are is who you are. You know, right. Like, if you have a tendency to lose close games, nobody's going to assume you're not going to do anything but lose close games. If you're a team that wins in clutch time, like you're watching the Vikings do,
I go back 2 years ago.
As a fan, you can go back 2 years, but you know,
and the Giants knock you out.
That was hard. That must have been hard for you.
It was.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, and now he's our backup.
Yes. So that is, I mean, give or take, that's the NFC North.
Anything striking that kind of stood out to you this week or this weekend?
Let's see.
Cowboys suck.
I mean, did you watch that game?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch? Actually, that game stuck out for me. Monday Night Football game stuck out to me for more than a couple of reasons. It was my favorite game of the year. Me and my kids got to watch it because we watched on Disney.
Yes,
Disney Plus had Disney The Simpsons. Plus.
Yeah.
It looked like a cross between The Simpsons and the Madden video game.
Yeah.
Is what we were watching. And they enjoyed every bit of it. They've been playing.
And that's doing what it's intended to do.
Yeah, we stayed up.
Grab that younger
stayed
audience.
Up till it was time for their 8:30 is late for my school age children. But I really really enjoyed watching that. That was really fun to because I play a lot of video games.
Sure.
So I got to thoroughly enjoy all of that. It was a little easier to explain to my kids what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, you watch Maggie and she just
I was like, watch what Bart does on this play.
It's a brilliant move.
It really was. I mean, it
grabbed that younger audience.
My kids didn't know much about The Simpsons either.
That's unfortunate.
They haven't watched. You know, it's a different generation.
I understand, but you're still lacking then.
Yes, I've
failed.
I'm 8.5 as a parent. I'm not 10. What are you doing here? You do your best. So that was
Sparta 10.
I enjoyed. Thank you. I'm gonna take every compliment you give me.
We're gonna get an email now.
Oh man, no, nobody will know.
No,
we're good.
Anyway,
the Bengals Cowboys game. They also watching the Cowboys lose in a way that I've never seen. I have never
that
seen
block kick.
A blocked. Okay, so the Bengals are the game is tied.
Yeah.
The Bengals at the fourth quarter with like 40 seconds to go. Not a lot of time. Under a minute? Was it a minute five?
Yeah, it was like between,
So it's fourth down. The Bengals are kicking. They're punting to the Cowboys.
Yep.
The Cowboys are going to get a chance if they return the ball to win the game with a field goal. Next score wins, essentially.
Even more smart.
The Cowboys broke through the middle of the line.
Yep.
Blocked a punt.
Yes.
Should have been the biggest moment of their season. Should have been the, this could have been their chance to get the victory. You just fall on that ball, weird bounce, whatever.
Get close, kick it.
If the other team touches the ball, it's a dead ball. The only thing that can keep the Bengals in the game is if you have, as the Cowboys, touch the ball and they knock the ball out of your hands and you get the ball back, which is exactly what happened.
I don't think I've ever seen a blocked field goal and then a fumble.
Right. It was a blocked punt.
Right, blocked punt.
And then it turns into a... like I said, the Cowboys should have either gotten as far away from that ball as they possibly could, or fallen on the ball if they. But they chose option C. Which was bat the ball away, like not catch the ball. You got to feel real bad if you're a Cowboys fan, but that I'm guy, not. Oh, so hey. I don't know. Yeah.
Buddy of mine's
a Cowboys fan. I can't wait to go to work on Thursday.
I saw the video of the gentleman that did that with a towel over his head walking.
And so they blocked the kick, didn't get the ball back. The Bengals got the ball. They recovered the fumble at that point, turned around, and gave up a touchdown on the next play.
To Jamar Chase,
who had one of the best games in Monday Night Football history last night.
One of his best games, too.
Yeah, he had 17 catches for 177 yards, 2 touchdowns, including the game winner. Three. Yeah, you're right. 3 touchdowns, including the game winner.
He already had 13 coming into the last game.
Yeah, he looked amazing. So that game, that was super, super fun to watch. I was into teams that I don't care anything about.
Did you see the video when they went to pan to Micah Parsons on the sideline?
Oh, he looked unhappy, didn't he?
And he didn't shake anybody's hand.
Yeah.
He just walked.
Yeah. They had an animated Jerry Jones hanging out with Mr. Burns
Of course he were.
Of course, yeah. It was really well done how they set up this game, but the look on cartoon Jerry Jones's face throughout the game was amazing. But the look on real Jerry Jones's face at the end of the game, perfect. Oh my God, perfect. That was all the Cowboys talk I ever wanted to do.
But it was great because they lost.
Made me feel like I had to brush my teeth after talking about the Cowboys for that long. You know,
at some point we're gonna have to start talking about the coaches and different teams.
What else happened? Is that all about give or take everything in football? Right?
The Chiefs won again by a fluke.
Okay, again, yeah.
Kicked the field goal off,
and made it.
Yeah,
they doinked one in instead of doinked one out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
As a Vikings fan, how does that make you feel? To watch another team win because of a field goal kicker. Is that a foreign feeling? That is, right? Okay.
Remember, your mic is right here at the
button. I can yell into yours. We're not
far.
You got me. I can hear that. I didn't like that at all.
All right. Good enough, I think, for football until next week.
Sure. Yeah. We can briefly touch on the baseball. I know it's not baseball season. I get it.
Money was spent.
Real money was spent by... the New York Mets, who are general manager David Stearns, former Brewer general manager, he yesterday signed Juan Soto, who last year played for the Yankees, was traded from the Padres before that. Unbelievable talent. Like a 5-tool player for what that's worth, was signed yesterday to a 15-year, $765 million contract. That is so wild to me. I remember Alex Rodriguez signing a 10-year, $250 million contract, and that being so far away from anybody else's salary for a number of years. All of a sudden, Juan Soto is now the highest-paid player in baseball. It's the largest contract ever given in American professional sports. Sure. It beats the $700 million given to Shohei Ohtani last year.
Take that, Shohei.
Right, yeah. Like
It's
a remarkable amount of money. And is it worth it? I don't know. There's no salary cap in baseball, right?
Shohei won in the World Series.
He got to the World Series with the Yankees last year. The Mets, you know, it's not even a gamble. He's really, really good. A 15-year contract for a 26-year-old baseball player is a little bit much. You're talking about a 42-year-old at the end of that contract, and I know zero baseball players who play well into their 40s unless they cheated and took steroids. So, you know, but that's the back end of that. There's players in baseball who are getting paid, and they haven't played in years and years and years. So
Yankees just grabbed Max Fried.
Oh, wow, from the Braves.
8 years, $218 million deal.
Boom. They're just spending. So, you know, they've got the money to spend. You know, in baseball, there isn't a team that's actually poor, right? Like, if every team wanted to
Your
spend.
Your Brewers and my Twins, I mean, those spend, owners, they're not broke.
They could spend any profits they make, plus any of their own. There's no rules that said these guys can't spend all the money in the universe. They just keep not doing it.
Yeah.
If you're the Mets, you're the Yankees, you're the Padres, you're the Dodgers, you're the Red Sox, you're playing a different sport than the rest of baseball because sometimes you might not win with all that talent because baseball's a weird sport. It's a long season. Injuries happen. You know, sometimes somebody might really jump off and be great. Somebody forgets how to hit one year and your team's terrible. But, I mean, yeah, that contract is remarkable. That is way to go him. You know, and he like, actually, you had mentioned that before we're on the air. He had 2 years ago turned down a $440 million right? dollar contract.
With the Astros?
Padres.
Yeah.
Padres. Yep. And he turned that down, which is what got him traded to the Yankees in the last year of his deal. He bet on himself and made $300 million.
More.
So good job.
I think it broke it down all the way down. I saw it. $34 a second.
That's nice. Yeah. That's like, you're getting paid like $1,000 an inning. That ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's a good way to make a buck.
Yeah.
So that was all baseball. That was the other baseball. The Brewers also officially lost Willy Adames.
Did they?
To the Giants. San Francisco Giants signed Willy Adames to a 7-year, $165 million
deal. Good for him.
You know, great for Willy Adames. Yeah, he hit 250 last year, 30 home runs. It was as good of a year as he's ever had. If you're the Brewers, you weren't going to spend that amount of money. He's probably at the back end of that deal. You're talking about a 36-year-old shortstop.
Sure.
Again, you're not going to get that. It's diminished returns. And if you're a team like the Brewers, you're not in that market. You could have signed him for, 3 years,
sure.
$100 million or something. But you weren't going to be able to touch what other teams were willing to put up. And so he's going to a big market. I will root for him, but, yeah. Whatever. He's not with the Brewers anymore. The Brewers will get a draft pick. So former Brewer, now officially Willy Adames. 2 minutes. Man alive, we didn't get to talk about the Badgers being terrible, both Badger football and basketball.
You got a minute and a half to talk about the Badger. Which one?
15 players transferred off the football team, including the starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, who blew out his knee.
Is Fickell going to be there?
Yeah, Luke Fickell's going to come back. That tells you that he is coming back. When 15 guys transfer out of the program, including nearly his entire recruiting class from 2 years ago, they don't like him, but he'll be back. It's a big old rebuild. The Badger basketball team lost 2 games. They were ranked 11th. I was super pumped.
What are they ranked now?
They're 19th. 19th is still – they lost to Michigan and Marquette.
Top 25 is still respectable.
And you get 64 teams in the tournament. They're still an NCAA tournament team. They're still somewhere 5-6 seed. They're going to look like the Badgers always seem to look. But they lost to Michigan and Marquette, which to me are the two regional rivals.
Sure.
Right? Like Minnesota, the Gophers are not good at basketball. Right. We stake all their players and their coaches are bad. So, but it's been Michigan – and Marquette for the last few years. Yeah, that's true. Michigan and Marquette. Marquette has now beaten them a few years in a row.
Sure.
They're ranked 5th in the country. They're recruiting really, really, really well, bringing in really good talent. So, boo to all of that. I want them to win. It's much more exciting to lead the show with Badgers won 2 games over the weekend, beat hated rival Michigan. Nah, maybe next year. In these last 30 seconds, we can talk about...
Nothing.
Nothing, man.
Season of giving.
Season is that still happening?
It is till the 31st.
We are going to give again. You give money to WDRT because you love listening, or maybe you host a couple of shows. You know what I'm saying? Give. It's a good thing. You get coffee. You get a mug to put the coffee in. You can win cash. There's a sweet jacket out in that in that lobby. The sweatshirt. Is it a sweatshirt? Pullover.
Yeah, I don't think you get that.
I want that. Okay. Can I give some money for that? All right. Thanks, everybody. It's been a great show. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.